Welcome to Frame to Funnel, the show that connects corporate video to the sales funnel it was always meant to feed. Every episode, we look at how smart organizations are using video to drive real pipeline, attracting the right buyers, moving them through the funnel, and turning content into conversations that close. I'm Paul Joseph, and this is where video strategy meets revenue strategy. Let's get into it. You have more video than you think. Open the folder, the brand film, the three culture pieces from the last offsite, the product explainer nobody updated after the last release, a founder interview, two customer testimonials that never left the sales team's inbox, a sizzle reel cut for an event that happened 14 months ago. Somewhere between 8 and 20 finished assets, most of them competently made, most of them sitting exactly where they were first published, doing nothing measurable. Here's the question that exposes the real problem. Point at any one of those videos and ask, which stage of the buyer's journey is this for? And what is it supposed to move that stage buyer to do next? For most, every asset in that folder, there is no answer. Not a weak answer, no answer. The video was made because there was budget, an event, a launch, or an agency relationship. It was not made because a specific buyer at a specific point in a specific decision needed exactly that asset to move forward. And so the library is not a pipeline system. It is an archive, a well-produced, expensive archive that the finance team reads as marketing being active, and the revenue team cannot connect to a single closed deal. The gap between owning a lot of video and owning a video system is what this episode is about. I'm Paul Joseph, 19 plus years in B2B services across telecom, fintech, and enterprise. A cinematographer who now produces the video those vendors should have made. In this episode, one, I laid out the thesis this whole show is built on. Corporate video fails because it is briefed as a deliverable, not as a component of a revenue system. I gave you the causal chain. Lead generation is the goal, MarTech is the plumbing, and corporate video is the fuel. And three questions to run before any brief leaves the building. The first of those questions was, what is the pipeline goal this asset serves? And which stage of the buyer journey is it for? This episode answers the part that question leaves open, because map the video to a funnel stage is easy to say and hard to do if you have never been handed the map. Today, I'm actually handling the map. I call it the pipeline video framework. It is the most useful artifact this show will give a marketing team that commissions video. By the end, you will be able to take the folder of 8 to 20 assets, sort every one of them into a stage, and see immediately, uncomfortably, where your library is overweight, where is it empty, and which missing asset is quietly costing you the most pipeline. This is Frame to Funnel, where corporate video meets the revenue system. Start with the thing most video briefs never acknowledge. The buyer does not move through your funnel in one state of mind. They move through several in sequence, and each state has a different question they are trying to answer. Early in the dark funnel, that 95% of your market who are not in active buying cycle right now, the group, the 95-5 research from Professor John Dawes at the Ehrenberg Bass Institute named and measured, published through the LinkedIn B2B Institute in 2021, the buyer is not asking which vendor. They're asking, do I even have this problem? Does anybody talk about it in the way that sounds like they understand my world? This is an awareness question. It has nothing to do with your product. Later, once they suspect they have the problem, the question changes. Now, it is, what are the ways to solve this? And how would you solve? And how would a solution like yours actually work? This is a consideration question. It is about the category and the approach. Still, only lightly about you. Later still, when they are close to a decision and building the shortlist, they will act on. The question becomes, can I trust that this specific vendor will deliver? And can I defend choosing them to the people I answer to? This is a decision question. It's entirely about you, and it is almost always about proof. Three questions, three different states of mind, three different jobs a video can do. And here is the failure that repeats across almost every library I have ever audited. The assets do not spread across those three states. They cluster, overwhelmingly, they cluster at the top. Brand films, culture pieces, founder stories, values content, all of it speaking to a buyer who has not even been convinced the problem is worth solving. Meanwhile, the consideration stage has one tired explainer, and the decision stage, the stage closest to revenue, where a single well-placed asset can tip a shortlist your way, has nothing built it at all. The two customer testimonials exist, but they were never deployed at the decision stage. They sit in an inbox. So the buyer who is ready to act arrives at the moment of decision and finds from you a beautiful film about your company culture, which answers a question they stopped asking months ago. This is not a volume problem. Making more videos does not fix it. It is a distribution problem. The assets are distributed wrongly across the journey, not distributed wrongly across channels, and it is a direct mechanical consequence of the thing episode once diagnosed. When every video is briefed as a standalone deliverable rather than as a component with a named job, the job never gets assigned and everything defaults to the easiest job to the brief, which is make us look good. Looking good is an awareness job, so the whole library drifts to the top of the funnel and starves everything below it. The MarTech consequence follows the same logic. A stage-blind asset cannot carry a stage-appropriate trigger because nobody decided what the viewer was supposed to do next. The awareness film has no next step because awareness content that hard sells fails. The decision asset that should fire a sales alert the moment a named contact watches it does not exist. So the trigger that would have mattered most was never built. The plumbing sits empty not because the stack is broken, but because there was no asset carrying a signal worth capturing at the stage where capturing it changes the outcome. Let me make this concrete. The company I'm walking through now is a composite drawn from a pattern I've seen repeat across engagements in the Gulf. No single company, no single sector. Details are anonymized. A regional B2B services business sells into large enterprises and government adjacent buyers across the GCC. Long sales cycles, 9 months, sometimes longer, multiple stakeholders, procurement in the loop, a marketing team of 6, competent and properly configured CRM, and a marketing automation platform. Over about 2 years, they've built, they have proudly called a content library. 14 video assets, a real budget behind them, the kind of spend that shows in an annual review. When I sorted those 14 assets by buyer care journey stage, the shape of the problem was immediate. 11 out of the 14 were awareness assets. A brand film, a vision piece for a leadership submit, 4 executive thought leadership interviews, 2 culture videos, regional expansion announcement, a sponsorship activation, 11 assets, all answering the same early question. Do these people understand my world? To a market that, for the accounts already in an active cycle, had moved well past that question. Two of the remaining three were consideration assets, a product explainer and a solution overview animation. Both more than a year old, both describing a version of the offering that had since changed. And in the decision stage, the stage sitting directly on top of revenue, where these long multi-stakeholder deals are actually won or lost, had exactly one asset, a single customer testimonial. Filmed well, never systematically deployed, it lived on a page most buyers reached only after they had actually decided, if they reached it at all. Now trace what the shape does to a real deal. A buyer committee at a target account spends months in the dark funnel. During that time, the company's awareness content is genuinely working. The 11 top of the funnel assets are doing their job, putting the brand on a mental shortlist. Good. That part was not the failure. The failure came at the handoff when the committee crossed from "we should look into this" to "let's evaluate vendors." They needed consideration content, a clear-cut current demonstration of how the solution actually works for a buyer like them. What they found was a 14-month-old explainer describing the product that no longer existed in that form. The asset should have carried from across the middle of the funnel, actively undermined confidence because it was visibly out of date. And when the committee reached the decision stage, the point where one champion inside the account had to stand up in a procurement meeting and defend choosing the vendor over two others, they needed proof. Specific, credible, defensible proof. A customer like them, in their sector, describing an outcome, a case study with numbers, an implementation story that de-risked the choice. The company had one testimonial, undeployed, and nothing else. So the champion walked into that room carrying a brand film and a feeling. The competitor walked in with a three-sector specific case studies and a reference call. You already know how the deal resolved. Let me be precise about the diagnosis, because this is not one of the team reached on their own. Their internal read was, we need more content. This is the wrong lesson, and acting on it would have made the problem worse. A 12th awareness asset would have deepened the imbalance. The correct diagnosis is that the library was catastrophically maldistributed across the journey. 11 assets doing a job that was already handled, one aging asset doing middle job badly, and the highest leverage job, decision stage proof, left almost entirely undone. The spend was not too low. It was aimed at the wrong stage. Every one of those 14 assets was competently produced. Not one of them was commissioned against a map. The map is the fix. Here is the pipeline video framework, the second named framework this show gives you, and the direct operational answer to the first question of the casual chain from episode 1. The framework has 4 stages. For each stage, I will give you 4 things. The bias question at the stage, the job the video must do, the asset type that does the job, the MarTech trigger the asset must carry. 4 stages, 4 columns. That grid is the whole framework. And you can rebuild it from memory once you heard it once. Stage 1, awareness, the dark funnel. The bias question is, do I have this problem and does anyone here understand my world? The job of the video is to earn attention and plant a distinctive point of view. Not to sell, not to convert, to be remembered. The asset type is thought leadership and category education. A sharp argument, a founder or expert with a genuine position. A piece that is about the buyer's problem and not about your product. The MarTech trigger is light by design. A retargeting audience, a view thorough pixel, and addition to a nurture segment. You're not asking for a hand raise here. You're earning the right to be shortlist leader. Most libraries are overweight at exactly the stage. So the discipline here is usually restraint, not production. Stage 2, consideration. The bias question is, what are the ways to solve this? And how would your approach actually work for someone like me? The job of the video is to demonstrate the mechanism and make the buyers picture themselves using it. The asset type is the explainer, the use case walkthrough, the solution overview, current, specific, honest, and how it works. The metric trigger sharpens here. A view past the halfway mark is a real intent signal. That view should fire an event to your automation platform and move the contact to a higher intent segment. And if the contact is a known account, surface to sales team. This is the stage the composite company let go stale. And staleness at this stage does not just fail to help, it actively damages the deal. Stage 3, decision, intent. The bias question is, can I trust this specific vendor? And can I defend choosing them to the people I answer to? The job of the video is proof and risk reduction. The asset type is the case study. The customer testimonial deployed deliberately, the outcome story, the implementation walkthrough, sector specific, wherever possible, because a buyer trusts proof that looks like their own situation. The MarTech trigger is the sharpest in the whole framework. When a known contact from an open opportunity watches a decision stage asset, and this is a buying signal, and it alerts the deal owner directly, is something close to real time. This is the highest leverage asset a B2B video library can hold, and is the stage almost every library starves. A single well-made, well-deployed case study at the decision stage will out-earn 3 more brand films every time. And note the word deployed, because it is doing real work here. The composite company owned a decision stage asset that won testimonial and still lost the deal, because owning proof and putting proof in front of the buyer at the moment of decision are two different things. A case study that lives on a page nobody visits is not a decision stage asset. It is an archived awareness asset with a case study's face. The framework only pays out when the asset is placed where the buyer's question is being asked, handed to the champion before the procurement meeting, surfaced to the deal owner when the account engages, attached to the proposal, produced for the stage, then deployed to the stage, skip the second half, and you have simply moved the failure downstream. Stage 4. And this is one of the teams forget entirely. Retention and advocacy after the sale. The buyer's question becomes, did I make the right choice? And can I champion it internally? The job of the video is to reinforce the decision and turn a customer into a reference. The asset type is onboarding content, customer success stories, advocacy pieces. The market trigger feeds your expansion and renewal motion, not new logo pipeline. But in most B2B businesses, expansion is cheaper revenue than acquisition. So an empty stage 4 is quiet recurring leak. I'm flagging it here, and the show will continue to return it. 4 stages, 4 jobs, 4 asset types, 4 triggers. Now do the thing the composite company never did. Take your real library, the 8 to 12 assets in that folder, and place every single one of them into a stage. Not where you wish it's at, where the buyer's question actually puts it. You will get a distribution, and the distribution will tell you 3 things instantly. Where you are overweight and can stop spending. Where you are stale and must refresh. And which stage is empty. The empty stage, nearest the money, almost always the decision stage, is your next commission, not another awareness film. The proof asset that lets a champion win the room. This is the framework. It does not require a bigger budget. Applied honestly, it usually frees budget. because it tells you to stop producing the assets you already have leaven off and redirect that same spend to one stage that costing you deals. Same money aimed at the gap instead of the surplus. The casual chain told you a video needs a name job. The pipeline video framework tells you the jobs and where each one sits. Together, they turn map the video into a funnel stage, from a slogan into a 2-minute exercise you can run over your own folder this afternoon. I have put the framework, the 4 stages, the buyer's question, the job, the asset type, and the market trigger for each, into a single page you can keep beside you while you audit your own library. If you do one thing after this episode, do that audit. Sort your assets, find your empty stage, and let it tell you what to commission next. You can pick up the pipeline video framework, one pager, from our website, frametofunnel.com. If it landed, follow the show. Episode 3 takes the argument in a harder direction, because a lot of teams looking at a mal-distributed library conclude the answer is cheaper camera, and that is precisely the wrong conclusion. Subscribe or follow wherever you get podcasts. New episodes every week. I'm Paul Joseph. This is Frame to Funnel, where corporate video meets the revenue system. That's a wrap on this episode of Frame to Funnel. If this gave you one thing you can take back to your organization, a question to ask, a gap to fix, a brief to rewrite, then it's done its job. New episodes drop every week. Subscribe wherever you listen and visit frametofunnel.com for more resources on building a video strategy that actually moves pipeline. See you on the next one.